Well, ready or not, we're starting to gear up for the holidays, and Bemidji Brewing is releasing a holiday beer this weekend that's made with a number of local ingredients, and Tom Hill is here to tell us about it. Tom's one of the owners of Bemidji Brewing, and he's the head brewer. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about this holiday beer that you're brewing up.
Yeah, the holiday ale is a recurring beer for us. We do it every year, but it changes every year. So this year, we're focusing on an infusion of our export stout, which is an oatmeal stout, kind of big and roasty, a little caramel character to it. And that's brewed with the majority of locally sourced malts, which is a new thing for us to have local malt options in northern Minnesota.
Well, tell us about the malt. What is malt?
Yeah.
Sure. So malt is one of the primary ingredients in beer. And malt is taking any grain and soaking it and tricking it into germination. And it starts to sprout, and in that process, you create enzymes that allow basically that grain to begin to start to grow. But then maltsters will kiln it, they'll dry it, and you now have malt, or malted barley in this case. You can do it with wheat or rye or oats as well. And that malting process allows us as brewers to mash the grain. And the mashing is when you soak it in hot water and you activate those enzymes that were then created in the malting process, and it breaks that starch down to sugar. And that's the key element. So in winemaking, for instance, it's easy to imagine yeast being able to ferment the sugars of grapes. Mm. But in beer, you've got all this grain and starch. So that malting process is what allows that starch to be converted into fermentable sugar.
Ah, which makes alcohol.
Exactly.
So this malt is grown fairly locally. Tell us about your source.
Sure. So we've been working with Vertical Malting Company, and they're based out of Fisher, Minnesota. And they work in conjunction with University of Minnesota at Crookston. And they have a facility there where they have barley that they've grown on their family farm. That they're third generation barley farmers now. And then now they're malting it on a craft scale. So just the way that we're doing small scale brewing, they have small scale equipment to malt their own grains.
That sounds like kind of a big process, you know, described.
It is. And historically, brewers would also malt their own grain. But over the last 150 years or so, they've really split off into separate industries. So now there's the malting industry that is its own advances and innovations and its own side of the industry, and then the brewing portion of the industry that's separate now.
So we're going to hear more about this holiday ale and the ingredients in it. What else goes in?
Sure. So the inspiration for the holiday ale was like Black Forest cake or a chocolate-covered cherry. So really trying to go trying to really channel the holidays and the festivities and a lot of the food items that are kind of associated with it. So we used Honeyberry Farms, and they're based out of Bagley area, and they grow some amazing fruit. So they're a full orchard. They've got all kinds of different fruits, and we sourced tart cherries from them. So we get whole frozen tart cherries that are, you know, they're not pureed, they're not an extract or anything like that. So it's actual whole fruit. And then we also paired it up with cocoa nibs, which is just kind of the dried fermented cocoa bean just prior to what a chocolate maker would use to make a chocolate bar. And so we paired these two items together, put them in a tank, aged the export stout on them, and the result is really like a chocolate-covered cherry. So you get that kind of baking cocoa aroma, you get a little bit of the tartness from the cherry and the finish. So it's really a fun beer, and a fun beer to pair with food as well.
Okay, so tell us what kind of food you would eat with this kind of beer.
The cool thing about it is it's a beer first and a fruit and chocolate beer second. So it's not like it's, you know, a fruit drink or really a dessert beer, even though it can certainly play a role in that. So I think it could still stand up to being in a pint glass on the Thanksgiving table along with the main meal. But with the ingredients in there, it's tough to pass up pairing it with a pie or cheesecake would be a fantastic pairing.
Mm. Oh, man. So also you said the oats were grown locally. What are oats used for in beer?
Sure. So oats, the form that we receive them are flaked or rolled. So the same way that you would for oatmeal. And that allows us to add them directly to the mash with the other grains. And oats are high in protein. So protein adds a couple things to beer. One is like a structure mouthfeel. And in an oatmeal stout, it presents itself as kind of like a silkiness, which is kind of cool for a dark roasty beer to have a silkiness to it. And the malt or the oats that we received from the Grand Forks area were really aromatic. They just smelled like nutty cookies already. So before we even put them into the, you know, the mash and brewed with them and had to go through fermentation and all the flavor changes that happens during that process, they were already, you know, smelling and tasting great. So it's tough to not end up with a good product when you start with good ingredients.
Sounds fascinating. And it sounds like a health food. I mean, we've got oats, we've got cherries.
I think you could pass it off
and grains.
As a health food, yeah.
A little cocoa for the heart.
That's right.
We're talking with Tom Hill, head brewer at Bemidji Brewing. And then whenever a new beer is released, like this one, the Holiday Ale, it's always kind of an event. What do you have planned for Friday when you release this beer?
Yeah, we like to, especially this time of year, roll out our beers with a couple different events. So the big thing with the Export Stout and the Holiday Ale is an event we're calling Warm Hearts Full Taster. And we've paired up with the Bemidji area, or Bemidji Community Food Shelf, to do a drive to get some items in. So if you bring in a non-perishable food item, a personal care item, or cleaning products are kind of the categories that they're really looking for. If you bring in one of those items, you get a free 5-ounce taster of the Holiday Ale or a beer of your choice.
So, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so it helps out the food shelf, and it also adds to the celebration of the release of the beer.
Absolutely.
Tell us, what other beers are currently available at Bemidji Brewing right now?
Sure. So right now we have our German Blonde, our India Pale Ale, our Red X. The Robust Porter is still around for a little bit, and we just released our Winter IPA. So along with the Holiday Ale, we're kind of getting back to a nice full lineup for the holiday season. And we do have some future beers coming out relatively soon as well. So December 8th, we have our Double Porter release, and that's an annual event that we release in bottles and on draft. It's kind of the biggest beer that we brew in kind of alcohol and intensity. So it's a fun one to have around the holidays, as well as kind of buy a couple to lay down in the cellar.
What's the difference between a stout and a porter?
That is a good question, and one that's always up for debate.
Oh, okay.
So there's a bit of historical context to it as far as when one was starting to brew before the other one. You know, it's kind of a blurry line. I'm in the camp that a stout is usually roastier and uses unmalted roasted barley, and a porter tends to be a little bit between like a brown ale and a stout. So it's a little maybe more caramely, it's a little more chocolatey, but you'll find brewers that argue the opposite as well.
We've been following you guys at Bemidji Brewing since, gosh, you were our neighbors, and
sure,
you were making beer at the Harmony Kitchen for a while, and then you moved into a downtown location, then you moved to the current location, and you got to start with a Kickstarter campaign.
Right.
Give us a little nutshell history of Bemidji Brewing and where you've been and where you are today and what your plans are.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, and I think you totally hit it. We kind of went full circle. So literally right next door to the KBXC studios in Harmony's community kitchen space is where we got our start. Very small scale, kind of testing the market, testing ourselves. And that allowed us to grow into our first tap room, which was downtown Bemidji, a small 3-barrel system. So kind of just enough beer for the tap room and a couple local accounts. And then over the last year and a half, we've been able to grow into our new facility, which kind of, again, full circle, is right down the block from the KBXC studio. So we can literally see where we started from.
Right.
And we're a 15-barrel production facility there. So in our previous location downtown, our max capacity was about 400 barrels a year. And this year we'll do about 2,200 barrels a year. And
how big is a barrel?
A barrel's 31 gallons. So it's kind of an obscure measurement that the brewing world uses.
How did you start brewing beer?
You know, like a lot of craft brewers in this era, I started homebrewing.
Okay.
And that was back in college at BSU. And that's myself and a business partner, Bud Caney, both cross paths at BSU. So that's our tie to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Started homebrewing in 2004 as a sophomore in college and just fell in love with it and just pursued everything I could with it. And once we started planning the brewery and just knew that that's the career path we wanted to go down, I attended the Siebel Institute in Chicago for brewing school. and started working at Northern Brewer in St. Paul to really try and surround myself with other great brewers and just tried to immerse myself in the industry.
Yeah.
Great. You are what's called a certified Cicerone, right? What
that is
that?
So a Cicerone is the beer world's equivalent or attempt to be equivalent at a wine sommelier. So it's really the focus on beer curation, serving, storage, education, and really kind of the presentation of beer.
And you, at your new facility, this amount of beer that you make, you supply other places. You don't just serve brew in your tap room. You have it at different establishments.
That's
now,
correct.
And you have some, you canned some beer. You have it at the
How exciting is that?
Liquor stores.
Yeah. Yeah, the canning was definitely an advancement for us that we've been looking forward to for a while. So as you mentioned, the ability to distribute our beer farther and outside of our own doors was really the impetus for this growth is to be able to kind of spread our wings a little bit. So we're throughout Bemidji, of course, the Bagley, Park Rapids, and Walker area. And that includes bars and restaurants as well as off-premise or liquor stores.
Yeah. How many barrels or how much of this holiday ale, this cherry, chocolate covered cherry stout, are you brewing?
You know, this is just a small batch. So we did 7 barrels. So it's about 200 gallons.
200 gallons.
That'll be served all through the tap room. So it is available, even though it is limited, it is available in growlers and howlers as well. So you can take it out of the tap room, bring it to holiday events.
Sounds like a great holiday gift.
That is a great idea.
Do you have a personal favorite beer?
You know, I think I like whatever's the freshest. So that's one thing that's been, we really want to offer a point of education for beer in the community. And that's one thing we're always trying to really present to folks is that freshness factor of beer and just how it's a perishable food product. And it's not meant to sit on a shelf warm somewhere, and it's best when it's drink fresh. So really, whatever's fresh is usually what I go for.
Mm. Congratulations so much on all your growth.
Thank you so much.
It's been steady and sort of fast. And I sure love taking people when they come out of town, when we go out to eat in Bemidji at a restaurant, and then being able to say, oh, you got to try one of the Bemidji. Usually at most restaurants, we can get Bemidji brew beer.
That's right.
Bemidji brewing beer. And it's adding to the local flavor in a very real way.
Well, thank you. Well, yeah. We wouldn't be here without the community support, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.
All right, that's Tom Hill, one of the owners of Bemidji Brewing and its head brewer. And for more information about Bemidji Brewing, you can check out their page on Facebook, and they also have a website at
BemidjiBeer.com.
BemidjiBeer.com.